Good morning. It's Wednesday, January 8th. You're listening to South Carolina Public Radio.org. I'm Linda Nunez with this morning's South Carolina headlines. Authorities in Cherokee County are investigating after a homeowner found an abandoned baby on his front porch Saturday. The state newspaper says the baby was immediately taken to an emergency room where it was determined that the infant was premature, weighing less than 5 pounds. She's now in the custody of the South Carolina Department of Social Services. Investigators are asking for the public's help in finding the person who abandoned the baby. Police in Anderson County say a 20-year-old man was fatally shot while intervening in a domestic dispute between his mother and her boyfriend. The woman's boyfriend, 40-year-old Richard Smith, has been arrested and charged with murder. Authorities say Landis Osby was fatally shot in the chest Monday and died within minutes. A police report says the shooting was witnessed by 4 people. Including a 6-year-old boy. Court records show Smith has a long criminal history, including criminal domestic violence convictions. Smith has been denied bail. The Department of Health and Environmental Control says the fire is out and cleanup is complete at a recycling facility that has caused concern in Jasper County, but there's still no word on who will pick up the $4.5 million cleanup cost. South Carolina Public Radio's Victoria Hansen reports.
DHEC says it was notified last June of a fire in the debris pile at the Able Contracting Facility located between Buford and Bluffton. Neighbors had long complained about a rotten smell and were worried about smoke from the fire. The Environmental Protection Agency was called in to test the water and the air. Now state officials say the final truckload of debris has been hauled away and a 6-month cleanup project has removed 100,000 tons of material from the site. As for the $4.5 million cleanup cost, DHEC says it will, quote, pursue cost recovery. For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Victoria Hansen.
Lab testing funded by the Post and Courier newspaper found high levels of a toxic chemical in the water supply of a community near Shaw Air Force Base. Tap water at the Crescent Mobile Home Park was found to be contaminated with PFOS, a chemical linked to cancer and liver and thyroid problems. The military has been using firefighting foam containing PFOS since the 1970s. The U.S. Census Bureau is ramping up its recruiting efforts for this year's census. That includes hiring pushes in 5 markets here in the Palmetto State. South Carolina Public Radio's Scott Morgan has more.
The Census Bureau says it wants to hire as many as 500,000 temporary employees through local and regional offices this year. Those include outposts in South Carolina's largest metros within and on the border of the state. Where you live determines how much you can make doing the census. Within the state, census takers in Charleston stand to make the most, up to $16.50 an hour. Subtract $1 an hour in the Columbia market and split the difference in Greenville, and you'll find that the pay doesn't vary that much in the state. But for those in reach of South Carolina's border metros with Georgia and North Carolina, there is more money to be made. Pay for census takers in the Savannah market tops out at $18.50 an hour. Meanwhile, census takers in the Charlotte market can make as much as $20 an hour. More information is at 2020census.gov/jobs. In Rock Hill, I'm Scott Morgan for South Carolina Public Radio.
Richland County School District 2's board has unanimously approved $1,000 bonuses for around 3,600 district employees. According to the state newspaper, Superintendent Baron Davis said the bonuses will go to teachers, but also all other full-time, permanent employees like technology personnel. A statement from Richland 2 says the bonuses will cost the district $4.1 million. A district spokesperson said teachers will likely see the bonuses by the end of February. Huber Engineered Woods has announced plans to establish operations in Dillon County. The company's $30 million investment is projected to create 30 new jobs. The company's new 100,000-square-foot facility is projected to be open and operating by later this year. Those are your morning headlines from the Palmetto State. You've been listening to South Carolina Public Radio.org.